Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is the next, the final show about what my Hollywood dreams to come true. So, not just podcasts about my dreams to be in the music industry. Again, as I mentioned, my final show, you know, I came from New York to Hollywood to be a star. And one of the thorns at my side, I guess with anybody's side who has an aspiration or a dream or to do, be somebody, was to deal with haters. You know, I guess because of my shows online or being on Twitter or my music being on YouTube, I became a celebrity. I don't consider myself that big of a celebrity. I actually still consider myself quite unknown. Unless people, only to the people who listen to my shows, which are you. So because of this, you know, I guess I get this attention. But the truth of the matter is there are millions of people who are doing the same thing, millions of podcasters, people on YouTube doing shows, cooking. They became celebrities online, tons of them. But they're not, like, you know, really big. Of course, my aspiration is to get bigger with my music and my situation. But in America, it's called being a part of the capitalism. You know, it's typical. Tons of people are doing it. But it doesn't give anyone the right, because I do what tons of people are doing, to target me because of it. And there's no question where I live, my neighborhood, where people were targeting me for it. I have people who think they have a right to trespass and look at my home by allegations, despite me, by law, having reasonable expectation of privacy. And you know that's against the laws and rules for people to peep in someone's home. But again, as I mentioned before, because I know that the haters and the naysayers will twist my words around my podcast, I have no evidence. But for anyone to, but for people to make these allegations and gossip near the hoodlums, near my building, etc., makes them something wrong with them. They're crazy in a bad way. Again, I would never allow that. But again, other situations were with the haters. Again, it was people who made up stories about my mental health, my physical health. A person even compared me to Helen Keller. Look, I am not deaf, okay? I'm very high functioning. I just got another dream to aspire to be somebody. While I have my aspirations to be in the entertainment industry, I just became a doctor. And to be considered deaf, or to be considered even being called all kinds of ruthless names that have nothing to do with the reality of my IQ, is simply insulting. I do know a little about Helen Keller. Helen Keller actually was a very intelligent person, and she changed the face of the world with her disability. So despite being deaf, she became extremely vital for the disability. I would say for anybody who has disabilities or anything, they should be treated with respect, because they are just as good as anybody. And I'm going to make the case, being in the Hollywood industry, there are lots of successful musicians, aspiring musicians and actors who have disabilities, who have been diagnosed with depression, schizophrenia, or they have physical disabilities and still became successful. So no barrier should be an excuse to prevent them from being successful, or anyone. You, me, or anybody in general. But again, that was the situation. My songs, because I played the keyboard, someone in my neighborhood thought they had an ample opportunity, do they gossip, to think that they can use my songs to get ahead, to think that there's some kind of opportunity for them to make money. As again, because of this allegation, as I mentioned before, I put it on copyright. I had to put it on my BMI account. I've been a member of Broadcast Music for several years. And I paid my dues being over there playing and singing for several years, not to mention starvation. How long I've been making music and performing, not to mention compilations. I have copies of that were done a long time ago. I more than enough paid my dues. I also feel if I didn't do anything else, I paid my dues many times over. With all the decades of struggle that I went through, I received no recognition for my work, but I continue to dream and go for it. But again, these are, you know, it was questions of issues related to law violating and so on. I've been criticized as I've written a song that I can't play the piano, I can't sing, and I continue to dream. And I'm not going to let these activity or the put downs stop me from going for my dreams. All my songs, as again, are on BMI. I've written nearly 300 registered songs, but that's only a quarter or a few of how many I've written. I don't consider my songwriting just my only talent. I also am a singer. I've been doing it since I was a child. And if you have a dream to be as an artist, an entertainer, then go for it. I know Hollywood has that motto, some dreams come true, some don't. But it's Hollywood. Unfortunately, I think that it's because it's so hard to go for that dream. Some people like me who don't get the chance and who have to deal with haters and dangerous people want to step on me and try to stop me from creating great art. This includes these haters went as far as making up lies to people in the industry and lies to stop me from making music and other things to get in my way. It really was really troubling and evil when these individuals think I should be a therapist. They think that once someone were mad, said I should go and just be a therapist. I'm not a licensed registered therapist or social worker. There are a lot of aspiring people who have that dream to be therapists. There are people who are therapists. They should go to them and get help and don't come to me and try to get me to get out of my way. These individuals are just haters and evil people. Haters target people who are aspiring or they target people who are different from they are because they have nothing better to do. They sit on their ass and hurt people. That's their talent, to hurt and do evil things. And that's what they think of me. And a lot of artists have their own unique style. And I have to do what I need to do. But I also have to know that I have to make sure that my fundamental rights of my expectation of privacy is protected by the law. And I also have to know that I have to continue to go for my dreams. And whatever dream that I have or you have, go for it as long as possible and don't give up. We're not here to be hindered, but we're also not here to be violated or to have people just intrude and try to step on us and all target us simply because of their sickness, their mental illness, or their criminal intentions or their selfish motives. And that's what it is. All those allegations that I put were from these haters. And I don't want to mention it before, as I told you. And I promise you I wouldn't. You know that as a singer, songwriter, that when I make a song, if anyone likes it, contact me if they desire to do so. If not, it's okay. We're here to make dreams happen. be a business person or be either be a business person or be a you know, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, whatever you want to do, it is there for you to make it happen. Because America, that's what makes America different from other countries, to go for those dreams. That's the American dream. We grow up and we say, okay, when you get older, you be born, and you say, oh, I want to be an athlete, or I want to be a nurse, that's my dream, or I want to be a lawyer, that's my dream, or I want to be a dancer, or I want to be a teacher. And for me, I want to be an artist, a successful one in the music industry. Yes, I have this other line dreams of being a lawyer. Whatever dreams, two dreams, three dreams, four dreams, it can come true. And the best thing is to not give up, but also to make some effort. Because I know that just saying that I want a dream to happen and that's that, it's not going to do me no good. So my songs are released to the world. I had to release them. That's the effort to get it to the world. Like one song I heard is, if I want to make my dreams happen, I have to cry out to the world to make them all come true. It's exactly right. If I want to make it happen, I have to believe in myself enough and go for it. But at the same time, I also have to protect myself and not let anyone hinder my rights under law. Basic common sense rights. That I was born in this country, no matter what race or color I am, no matter who I love or who I, whatever I desire to do. If I bother anybody else, I'm still American. And a part of American bliss is to go for that dream and not to be hindered by evil or people want to get me, to keep me away from it, no matter what age, no matter what I look like. They said I was too ugly or too fat or don't have the image. That is not what going for a Hollywood dream is. You got to have the talent. You deal with the image later. Yeah, I ain't gonna go on stage and wear some jogging pants, but I'm not on stage when I'm walking the streets or in my home. But as I said before, a lot of this stuff was allegations. These individuals made up stories about my health and so on. And when I say about trespass and invasion of privacy, and I know the officers have probably been over here and so on talking to those con gang people and stuff, and I'm trying to protect myself. I'm like, I want to live in a home where I don't even discuss invasion of privacy, because that's crazy in itself. And when they say they make up stories that I saw a camera or a bug, I ain't see no camera bug at all. It's the crazy neighbors in my building and outside who come over here. And the mentally ill people think I'm some makeup that don't want me to be in the industry and say I'm a therapist, which is insane in itself. They need to go to an actual therapist if they want to get help. They need a leader. That's not what I came out here to do. They can find a therapist who can help them lead, because the leadership starts within. That doesn't make sense, does it? I'm saying things that don't make sense, but these are what these people I see around me. The truth of the matter is I'm aware of reality. Always have been. If I wasn't, I would have went to the hospital and locked up a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with having a severe mental illness or having a delusion or so on, but I simply don't have that. I know the difference between what is said and what is said. I never called the police to come out here because I don't have evidence. I just dealing with a loony bin to get these people some medication or get them locked up in the hospital for making up stories. But also the allegations that came to me directly kept perpetuating, and I wasn't sure why they were talking about me in my bathroom or bedroom. And then I'm like, if they're looking inside, if this is what they said, then that is illegal. Whether they're from my hometown or whether they're from wherever they're from where you place their work or whether they're living next door to me. We have to have respect. They have to have respect for me and my right to live as an American citizen. And they should know the law and the boundaries, and they should do anything. Because boundaries are important, even within condominiums. Everybody had to follow the law. What will make these people so strange and so potentially dangerous is that when they see a law about voyeurism or a law, they say that's the Constitution. All we need to do is go to court. Go to court? That's the law of the land. Everybody had to follow that law. If it say, oh, it's a misdemeanor, it says prostitution, it says all kinds of crimes on the Constitution and the Penal Code, or just we can just do what we want, they got to be out of touch. Of course we have to follow do basic common sense. These people are not well living near me, and some of them do not understand to live in the United States of America. But as I said, it's about dreams. It's all about undermining my dreams. I didn't come to live here or to come to this area near Hollywood to be hindered or to be harassed or be targeted simply because I have a dream or trying to live as a typical American. That's not fair to me or anybody and should be addressed by the LAPD or the right people. But more importantly, I have to go for that dream always. Is the freedom to live. So I also have that freedom for not to deal with some crazy person worrying about what I'm doing for a living or how my home will look like or so on. That's a crazy person. They don't understand how to live in this country. We had to let people live, especially people over 18. That's why I got interested in law, because I dealt with people who simply did not understand the basic common sense on to let people live and the laws of boundaries here. But besides that, but the most importantly, I go for that dream. I go for it. I can't let some negativity stop me. I'm here to live as an American, not to live as some slave or so. You know, I'm not living in no dictatorship. I'm living in a democracy. So I continue to go for it. And may it come true for me. And whatever dream you have, may it come true for you too. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.